Where's Luke?
Does it matter? Whatever he's doing, it's probably for the good of our 17,000 sleeping babies.
Right, sorry I'm late.
What the heck have you been up to?
I've been drawing up ideas, Frank. Trying to get a grip on the situation. I've reached some interesting conclusions, but I'd like to hear what you've been up to first.
All right. The test results show that the computer is in good working order. It answered all the questions within acceptable time parameters once allowances were made for the standard decay over 37 years. It's not lying to us, and it's not malfunctioning.
And it thinks we've arrived at Earth. That's crazy.
Rick, please keep comments like that out of these meetings.
Sorry, Governor.
I don't know what else to try. The whole interrogation only gave up one useful piece of information.
What was that then?
Two people were woken up 15 years into the trip.
What? That's impossible. It was Sarah and Phil, right? Shouldn't we have all woken up?
Gentlemen, this opens up a nasty possibility to add to the list. The thought occurs to me that they pre-programmed their freezers to wake them up early, so they could sabotage the mission.
It's a bit quick to leap to that conclusion, surely. There could have been an emergency that only woke the two of them up. The computer must have recorded what they did when they were up and walking about, Frank.
There's no clue. All I know is that Kerberos recorded the resuscitation process was started on two of the sleeping pods.
Okay. This information doesn't change anything.
Rubbish.
No, Rick. It really doesn't. The current possibilities as I see them are these. Firstly, we may have arrived in the wrong place. This seems unlikely for reasons discussed. Secondly, there may have been some kind of galactic cataclysm that has moved the Earth and Sun from where we thought they were going to be. This is equally unlikely. Third, we're still in flight. This possibility also points to a computer malfunction. Frank, is it possible to conduct a more rigorous test on the computer?
Not with my level of knowledge, not without taking it apart.
Governor, there is another possibility.
Go on.
We may be simply obscured from Earth.
How could that be, Rick?
I don't know. There would have to be something that blocked not only direct visual contact, but radio signals as well, which would explain why we haven't heard anything from Earth.
Which means they could all be right outside.
We could be in the middle of a cloud or something, or there may be dust clinging to the whole exterior of the ship. I read about that happening once. Either way, Earth authorities wouldn't do anything even if they knew we were here, because they need a signal to be able to dock and board.
Fine. What do you suggest we do, Rick?
Go out and have a look.
Okay. Remember what I told you, Governor? If you want to talk, flick the switch on the chess unit, or I won't be able to hear you.
I've got it. Feels good to be doing something positive.
Yeah, well, don't get too enthusiastic. Spacewalking is exhausting. People think that power assisted movement suits make it easy. But remember, you're still skin and bone inside. Don't try wrenching anything too hard or you'll snap your arm. I'm going to lower your helmet now. Are you comfortable, Governor? The switch!
Only testing. Let's go.
Hold up your end of the scanner. When we get outside, don't drop it or put it down till it's tethered. Understand? Good. Rick, we're in the airlock now.
You let me know if you spot any planets when you're out there. I like blue ones best, with bits of green on them.
Will do.
What do you see?
There's nothing out here, Rick. Nothing at all.
What about dust?
Ship's as clean as a whistle. At least the bits I can see. Come on, hold the handrail with one hand, and we'll slowly maneuver the scanner into position.
I'm still not clear about this. You two got all excited when you remembered we had the scanner on board. How is this going to be any better than what we've already got?
It's not wired into the computers. We were using it on Tanna for broad spectrum atmosphere analysis. It's not perfect, but it should be able to tell us if there's anything out there that we can't see. Right, there. Hold that tether line and clip it onto the rail.
I've got it. You still don't trust Kerberos even after all that time you spent with it. At least this scanner will give us another interpretation. Something to cross-check. Something to cross-check. It's commendable thinking, Commander. If we could get any kind of clue, we'll have something to work with. What are you staring at, Frank? Frank?
Governor, there's something wrong. Frank's not responding.
I'm going to go over to him.
No, don't. You haven't tethered the scanner properly yet. We'll lose it.
He's slumping over. Damn the scanner, he's in trouble.
Don't let the scanner go, Governor. Don't let it go. Can you hear me? Frank knows what he's doing. Governor? Luke?
Frank's not moving. He's not responding. I'm carrying him back inside.
Did you tether the scanner? You'll never be able to rig another one.
What is your problem? There's a man dying out here. I've got my arm round it, but he's still holding onto the rail.
Don't exert too much pressure, and whatever you do, don't try to yank him from the rail because he'll rip his arm right off. You'll have to loosen his grip first. Tease his fingers free.
My God, he's starting to turn blue. Got it. I'm taking him home.
Is the scanner tethered? Luke! You can't even play the piano.
I've got a couple of good fingers left. That's all you need for chopsticks.
I'm glad you're up and chatting again, Frank. Did he come in to apologise?
Yeah, but to be honest, I wasn't really with it when he did. I thanked him, though. He may have broken all the bones in my left hand, but I am still alive.
He said he had experience of powered spacesuits.
Well, it was obvious he hadn't. I could tell from the way he stood up in it. That's why I was patronising the heck out of him.
Yeah, don't mash my hand up, Gav. Don't lose the scanner, Gav. Don't let it float into space so that we're stuck here without a clue what's going on, Gav.
Leave it. He did the right thing.
The other colonists might disagree if we could wake them up. That might never happen now.
All those people. I wonder if they're dreaming.
They're not dreaming. There's a transmitter in each of the pods suppresses your thoughts. I'll gather it's not such a good idea spending a few decades with only your own brain for company.
I haven't had a dream since coming out of the freezer.
Sure you have. You just can't remember them.
I know what went wrong out there. I was so busy looking after Luke that I can't have checked my own spacesuit over properly. There must have been some simple flaw, something to do with the airflow, because I could feel my breath going stale from the moment we went out there. At first, I was too busy worrying about the scanner, but I got out on that rail and I knew I was in trouble. You have to think fast in a situation like that, but it's so empty out there. When I've done spacesuit work before, I've always been near a planet or in sight of the sun. But there's nothing out there, Rick. I kept staring into space, searching for stars.
You should have come straight back inside. Would have saved you a few days in recovery.
I saw Sarah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Right as I was passing out, I know it was a hallucination. But in that moment, it didn't matter. She made me forget about the scanner, about the problem with my suit, about our sleeping friends. There was a look in her eyes, like pity.
I don't want to hear this. Look, I'm sorry she's gone, but we've got to stay focused. We've got to find a way out of this. That's all that matters now, getting everybody's horses home. Kerberos, how much longer is Frank going to need to rest for?
Frank will require rest for a further 2 days. Further information. With treatment, the use of 3 of his fingers and his thumb will return in 1 week, at an 87% probability.
See? Not all doom and gloom, is it?
This is the journal of Governor Luke Harrington, day 32 since we were resuscitated. I finally resigned myself to the thought that it might take a long time to get to a solution. Engineer Richard Coombs reported that the ship was stocked with enough food, water, and oxygen to sustain the crew of 5 for 37 years. So that's 5 times 37 years divided by us 3. Calculator says about 60 years each. It makes sense. There's no way to go back into sleep, and it was assumed that an emergency could happen at any time. So the worst case scenario would be that the crew would have to stay awake for the whole voyage. Engineer Richard Coombs and Commander Frank Rawl have divided their time into shifts. They've been working through the ship's error logs and flight recorders, trying to work out where things might have gone astray. They have also constructed a radio telescope that fills the observation deck to search for signals. They've had no luck so far. It's not good enough. There are only 3 of us to carry out the work. I have a plan to even up the odds a little. I'm going to get Frank and Rick to redirect their energies into resuscitating a few more colonists, to expand our skill base and generate a few more ideas. Because, to be honest, I have found my colleagues' efforts most disappointing.